Well, I'm very glad to be here today with you.
很高兴在这里和大家再一次的相会。
Nothing I would rather do than open God's word with you.
在这里我只会跟你们传讲神的信息。
And it's a great privilege.
而且这是非常荣耀的一件事情。
Let's pray.
让我们都低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for today. Thank you that you have brought us together as your people. That you are a God that loves the world andAs we see expressions of that from every tribe, tongue, and nation, Lord, that we give you glory, that wherever we go in this world, there are people glorifying your name, that your word is being spoken. And I pray today in this small corner of the world, Lord, that we would see from you and hear from you and your word, what you have for us today. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So today I want to look at how we are to enter into worship of God.
今天呢，我很愿意和大家一起来分享，我们怎么样来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
And if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 122.
好不好？请大家翻开你们手中的这个圣经，翻开到诗篇第122篇，诗篇第122篇。
And I'll be reading verse 1.
我只会念这个第一节。
It says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
So this idea of being glad in the Lord can be found throughout the Bible, but today I just want to focus in the Psalms.
在整本圣经里头，我们可以看到，在神的殿中，在神里面是何等欢喜的一件事。但是今天呢，我只会和大家一起来专注在这个我们今天所讲的诗篇里头。
So we'll look at various verses from the Psalms that speak on this subject.
我们今天会和大家讲这个在几处不同圣经的这个诗篇的地方呢，和大家一起来讲述这个在神的殿中是何等欢喜这件事情。
So I'm not going to go into great detail about each passage, but I want us to see a continual theme of being glad in the Lord and what that looks like in our practical life.
我不会和大家一起来看每一章节非常仔细的来看每一章节的这个细节，但是呢，我会不断的来提醒大家呢。我们今天的主题是在神的殿中是何等欢喜这样一个主题。
The logic and argument from this verse and others is that we are glad in the Lord and we will be glad to be in the house of the Lord.
当我们讲到这点的时候呢，我们有一个前提，就是说如果我们在神的这个殿中呢，我们是会非常欢喜的。
So I hope this will become clear as we progress through these verses.
所以我希望呢在我们往前讲述的时候呢，这点会越来越清晰的。
So David here is speaking about going to the house of the Lord, and when he's doing this, he's speaking about going to Jerusalem.
当大卫王在这里讲说到神的这个殿中的时候，他讲的是到耶路撒冷圣城。
This was God's chosen city, the place, where he was to be worshipped.
这是耶路撒冷呢，是神所拣选的一个圣城，那也是这个地方呢，是我们用来敬拜神的。
Now we no longer go to Jerusalem because of what Jesus has accomplished for us.
今天呢，我们不需要再到耶路撒冷这个地方来敬拜神，因为主耶稣基督已经为我们完成了救赎，我们可以在任何的地方来和神来敬拜。
But we can draw application from this verse.And how we come together as the church.
但是从这里面我们仍然可以应用在我们的生活上，我们怎么来到神的殿中来成为一个教会，来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
And we can see from this verse that David was glad.
我们从刚刚所念的章节里面呢，我们可以看到大卫他是何等的欢喜。
Now,Believe me, when I was much younger, I was not glad when I heard it was time to go to church.
让我跟大家讲讲讲 当我小的时候呢，当我听见说要到教会去，我不是很高兴的。
You can ask my parents, they're here to testify.
我的父母都在座，大家可以向他们询问，看看我讲的是不是真的。
In my mind, it was long, it was boring, and it was irrelevant.
在我小时候的观念里面呢，去教会是一件漫长，而且是很无聊，而且跟我生活毫无相关的一件事情。
But this is because I had not yet been born again and seen my true need of a Savior.
这是因为我还没有被重生，而且在那个时候，我也不觉得我需要一位救主。
But I'm glad that my parents persisted in exposing me to God's truth because it was through that that God did His work of saving me.
但是我真的很感激我的父母坚持让我沐浴在神的真理当中，因为那带领我一直到现在，他拯救了我的生命。
And while I was growing in faith, I was not always the most excited to go to church, but I began to understand the importance of it.
即使到现在，随着我灵命的成长呢，但我也不是经常都是对去教会抱着一个非常这个兴奋的这个态度，因为呢但是呢，我却慢慢的了解到到教会去敬拜神，它背后的真正的意义。
And as I've matured in my faith, I see how essential it is become a part of my life.
随着属灵成长的这个成熟度呢，我现在看到去教会去敬拜神是多么多么重要的一件事情。
First and foremost, because it glorifies God, but it is for my overall good.
最重要的不仅仅是到教会敬拜神，是为了神去荣耀神，而且呢，也是为了我本身的好处。
Being a part of a church is not just a duty that's expected of me; it is an utter privilege that is to be savored as a gift that comes from God.
成为教会肢体的一部分呢，不是仅仅是一种义务啊，而且它是一个真正是从神而来的一份完全的这个一种重生的特权。
So I hope that each one of you can say the same thing.
我希望在座的每一位基督徒呢，跟我一样，能够勇敢的说出这么一件事情。
And notice here that David does not say "Let me go," but rather he says "Let us go."
在我们刚读的经文里头，大家如果留意的话，可以看到大卫是讲，他不是讲让我去，而是讲让我们去。
When we come to worship the Lord in this place, we come not as individuals, but as a body of believers.
当我们到神的殿中去敬拜他的时候，不是讲我们个人自己到神的殿中，而是我们是以教会弟兄姐妹一个群体来去敬拜神的。
And this is so we can experience mutual encouragement and instruction from one another.
这是一个我们可以亲身经历到的一个鼓励和这个训示。
So being part of a Bible-believing church is a vital part to growth in the Christian walk.
成为一群相信圣经的这个群体呢，是对我们每一个基督徒行走天路是非常非常重要的一个环节。
This verse also reminds us it's important to invite others to be a part of it with us.
同时这段经文也一再的提醒我们，这是何等的重要，我们也要去邀请其他的人和我们一起来敬拜神。
Just as Jesus has invited us into fellowship, we should be inviting others into fellowship with God as well.
就像耶稣基督邀请我们去和他一起来同工一样，同样的我们也应该去邀请其他的弟兄姐妹朋友们一起来敬拜神。
So here's the big question. Does gladness describe your attitude when Sunday rolls around?
所以当星期日进了的时候，我们是不是很高兴的来迎接这一天的到来呢？
If the answer is no, then why not?
如果我们说我们不是那么兴奋的话，那究竟是什么原因呢？
Maybe like me when I was younger, you have not been born again of the Spirit. you have not seen your need of a Savior.
也许你就像我小时候一样，我还没有被重生，或者说呢，我那时候我根本不觉得我需要一个救主。
And if this is the case, please resolve the matter. Go to your pastors and speak with them.
如果我们已经信主了，那对这个星期日的到来，我们不觉得兴奋，那我们如果这是我们的情形呢，那我们就要找我的牧师来跟他好好的商量，很好好的来检讨为什么。
Or it may be that you truly are a child of God, but you are allowing other things to take precedence in your life and robbing you of your gladness.
或许你是一个你已经是神的这个孩子，但是呢你允许有其他的事情来占据了你的生命，让你的这个快乐呢就此被夺走了。
So God has made provision for you to address this and for true gladness to occur.
但没有关系，但是神呢他已经定了这个为我们呢来定了这个计划，来让我们能够真正的来享受这个欢乐。
Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
在诗篇第118篇第24节这么讲到，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Every day is a gift from God and to be given thanks for.
每一天，我们的每一天呢，都是从神而来，我们要为此来感谢。
But God has set a special day aside for His people to put aside their work and to focus upon Him.
但是而且神呢，他也特别的在这每周的这个设定的这个一天呢，是让我们能够把俗世的这个工作放下来，来专心的来仰望他。
The Jews of the Old Testament celebrated this on Saturday, and it was known as the Sabbath.
在旧约时代的犹太人呢，他们庆祝这一日呢，而且把它定为是安息日。
But the early church chose to have Sunday be the day that they would dedicate to the Lord to come together and worship, and they called it the Lord's Day.
在早期的教会，这个基督教会里头呢，我们却选择了这个周日这一天来专门来敬拜神的，是因为呢这一天呢，我们就叫它作为主日。
But why was Sunday to be the day?
那为什么选择这个礼拜天这一天呢？
Did I get it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's because Sunday was the day that Jesus rose victorious over sin and death.
因为在周日的这2000年前的一个周日呢，主耶稣基督呢战胜了这个死亡和这个罪恶。
So every time we come together as a church, we are proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，每一个主日呢，我们来到这个教会来敬拜呢，事实上我们是向世人来宣称主耶稣的复活。
So the message of the resurrection is not something we reserve just for Easter Sunday. It's something that we are continuously celebrating as we come together.
所以复活的讯息呢，不仅仅只是为了每年的复活节而已，而是代表着我们不断的来一起来庆祝主耶稣这一日的这个复活。
Because it's only the resurrection of Jesus that gives the Christian any hope in this life and in the eternity to come.
因为只有主耶稣的复活才给我们所有的基督徒呢带来了今生和永生的盼望。
And so it's for this very reason we should come to this place with a sense of utter gladness.
也就是正因为这个理由呢，所以我们应该很欢喜快乐的来到这个他的殿中来敬拜他。
Worship should not just be reserved for Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon as we do it here.
敬拜神也不仅仅是礼拜天的这个工作。
We can worship and should worship the Lord all throughout the week.
我们也应该来敬拜神，在我们每一天的这个生活当中。
But neither should we exclude worshiping together on Sunday.
但我们也同时在每个周日呢，我们也应该一起来敬拜神的。
So often we find ourselves busy throughout the week, consumed with things that need to be done.
经常呢我们会发现我们自己在一个在处在一个处境呢我们非常非常的忙碌被这个世上的这个事物来吞噬了。
So we should thank God that He has given us a day of rest to put our distractions aside, to slow down and to enjoy Him.
我们应该感谢上帝他给我们 有这么一天能够让我们安静下来能够把世上的这个繁琐的事放在一旁然后放慢我们的脚步来享受神他自己。
Many lose a blessing in neglecting the Lord's day.
很不幸很多的人呢他忽视了这个主日这一天所带来的祝福。
Now, some churches you can tell really quickly that people are rejoicing in the Lord.
在 有些教会呢当你一进入这些教会的时候你很快你就能发觉他们很快的就带你进入一个很欢喜的一个场景。
And while this can be excessive and needs to be done in orderly, we should not be afraid to rejoice in the Lord during times of worship.
虽然这有点过分而且呢我们敬拜神是需要有一定的这个程序的。但是我们并不需要因为这样子就害怕说来放开我们自己心情来敬拜神。
And so this will look different for different people and sometimes different culturally, but let us be a people who rejoice in the house of the Lord.
经常呢敬拜的方式会随着不同的人不同的这个文化背景所带来但是呢我们都是一群来敬拜神一起来享受神的这个子民。
Psalm 100 verse 4 says, Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name.
在诗篇第100篇第4节这么说道当称谢进入他的门当赞美进入他的院当感谢他当称颂他的名。
Do you come to this place with a heart full of thankfulness?
当你进入神的殿中的时候是不是充满了感激的心情呢?
There are many blessings of everyday life that God gives us, but we are especially to be thankful to God who has redeemed us from our sin.
是的,每天有神给我们这么多的这个祝福来感谢他,但是我们要特别为神救赎了我们,从最终救赎了我们这件事情来感谢神。
We should never look at worship as a religious duty that we have to do, but rather an opportunity to praise Him who has accomplished so much for us.
我们绝对不能把敬拜神当作是宗教上的一种义务，而是我们要把它看作一个机会来感谢他，来称赞他，因为他为我们的救赎，他完成了。
Worship is not something that we do to be right with God, rather it is an expression of celebration that through Jesus we have been made right with God.
来敬拜神这件事情并不是能够使我们来和神的关系来和好。我们来敬拜神而是来庆祝我们之所以能跟神和好是因为借着主耶稣基督。
So we must be mindful of this, that we do not go throughout we go through the motions Sunday after Sunday.
所以我们要谨记在心，我们来到教会不是只是一种每个礼拜天我们来做的一件事情而已。
That we never get so comfortable with the gospel that we just assume it.
我们绝对不要因为太安适在这个福音里头而用我们自己的意识呢来解释这个福音。
The gospel of grace should amaze us every time that we hear it.
这恩典的福音呢应该每次我们当我们听见这恩典的福音的时候我们都会觉得讶异觉得惊讶的。
That Jesus would come to save and love such evil and rebellious people, it should silence us from any boasting or self-righteousness.
主耶稣基督呢他来拯救我们爱我们这些这么罪生活在罪恶这么反叛的人呢 就这件事情呢，我们就该禁止我们自己呢，来夸口各种，来夸口我们自己，或者说是夸口我们自意。
And one way that we celebrate the gospel is through singing.
我们也借着唱歌、歌唱呢，来赞美神的。
It's important to remember that psalms were written to be sung.
很重要的一件事情是诗篇，大家都应该知道，就是诗篇是用来写、用来唱的。原本是用来写成、用来唱歌来敬拜神的。
There's something powerful about being able to sing to the Lord.
能够向神歌唱，这是非常非常带有大能力的。
Songs of God's goodness and truth bring great joy to the soul, no matter what the circumstance in life is.
不管我们的生命是在高山或者低谷呢，那歌唱神的这个美善和这个公义呢，是经常是能带给我们的这个心灵有极大的欢愉的。
It's great to be around younger kids because they have so much joy in the simple things of life.
真的，这是一件非常喜乐的一件，能够环绕在这个被小孩环绕在我们身边，是一件极美的一件事情，因为在他们单纯的这个生命里面呢，是充满了各种的喜乐的。
And as we get older, we often misplace much of our joy.
当我们成长，随着年岁的成长的时候呢，经常我们错失了这些欢愉的气氛。
And if not mindful, the trials of life can suck the joy right out of us.
稍一不留神呢，试探生命中的各种的这个试探呢，就能够把我们的这个欢乐的这个权利来夺走了。
And apart from Jesus, there's not much to have joy in. There is so much tragedy that abounds.
离开了耶稣基督呢，我们没有什么欢乐可言，而且到处是充斥着悲剧的。
So on occasion, we need to recapture some of that joy that is in our hearts.
偶尔呢，我们需要激励我们自己呢，来重新的回想，让我们的这个心呢，能够来享受这份的这个欢愉。
There's a popular kids song that I think is good and simple, and is a good reminder for us as adults.
有一首很出名的小孩子的基督教的歌曲呢，是一种很简单的这个方式呢，可以来提醒我们大人的。
Okay, I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to say it, and then you can translate it after I. Okay.
我在这里我不会唱给大家听，但是我会把歌词念出来呢。
Thank God. It says, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart."Down in my heart to stay. And this is why it says, I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
我内心深处是欢愉至极。诶，在哪儿呢？在我内心深处，我已经有了这个欢乐，欢乐，欢乐，欢乐，深深在我心里面。在我心的这个深处，而且会伴随着我。我是这样的快乐，非常非常的快乐，因为我有耶稣在我的心，在我内心的深处。因此我是这么的快乐，我是这么的快乐，因为我有耶稣在我的内心深处。
Why do I have joy? Why am I happy? Is it because my life is joyful and happy?
我为什么会欢乐？我为什么会需要这个快乐呢？难道是因为我的生命原本就充满了快乐和这个欣喜吗
？No, my life might be falling apart.
不是的，我的生命原本是支离破碎的。
But in Jesus, I have joy and happiness that can never be taken away.
但是在耶稣基督里面，我有了这个欢喜和快乐。没有人可以来夺走的。
This joy and happiness is something that happens inwardly in the heart of a believer and is given by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个欢喜和快乐呢，是从内心里面发出来的，是每一个相信耶稣基督的人因着圣灵的能力所带出来的。
We should not confuse our joy and our happiness just as mere feelings and emotions.
我们不要把欢喜和快乐来当成是感情或者说是感觉里面的一部分。
Rather, they are a state of being secure in the true promises of God.
而这个欢喜和快乐呢，是一种平稳，是对神真实应许的确据所带来的，所产生的一种平稳的状态。
For feelings and emotions, they come, they go, but the promises of the Word of God endure forever.
感情呢，感觉或者情感所带来的感觉呢，来得快，去得也急，但是神的应许所带来的欢喜和快乐却是永存的。
And so this is why we need to be a people that know our Bible.
这是为什么我们每一个人我们都需要熟读圣经呢？
Then the inward certainty should reflect itself in the outward response, which is praise and thankfulness.
当我们对内心的确据相信的时候，我们从外表反映出来的就是反映就是赞美和感谢。
Does the love of Jesus fill your heart with joy and make you happy?
主耶稣基督的爱充满了你的心，让你感到快乐吗？
Sometimes we forget that Jesus is the true source of joy and happiness.
时常呢，我们忘了主耶稣基督才是我们真正喜悦和快乐的泉源。
And so all the more reason why we come together to hear this on Sunday.
这也是唯一的一个理由，为什么我们每周日我们需要来到这个神的殿中来被提醒。
But we need to be mindful of the intentions of our heart when we do come to worship.
但是当我们来到神的殿中来敬拜他的时候呢，我们必须要仔细的省察我们内心的动机。
Psalm 84:10, For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
在诗篇第八十四篇，第八十四篇第十节这么说道，在你的院宇住一日，胜过在别处住千日。宁可在我神的殿中看门，也不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里。
To the psalmist here, there is nothing better than being in the courts of God.
这个诗人写道，没有任何一件事情能够和住在神的殿中来相比拟的。
And this is an area where I think we need to be honest and would admit that we struggle with this.
这点呢，我们也必须要承认呢，那对于每个周日来到殿中呢，我们内心是会带着这个挣扎的。
There are so many other things we could be doing on Sunday.
在礼拜天有很多的事情我们可以去做的。
And so each needs to ask ourselves, what is the top priority in my life?
但是我们每一个人，我们必须要扪心自问，究竟在我们的生命当中，什么是最重要的呢？
We make time for those things that are a priority to us.
我们会为那些我们认为重要的事情，把时间定下来，为那些事情呢？
When I first started dating Erin, no one had to tell me to spend more time with her.
当我第一次和Erin 这个约会的时候呢，没有，我不需要任何人来告诉我说我需要花时间在他身上的。
And if someone had, my response would not be, "Oh, do I really have to?"
纵使有人这么会问这么一个问题，我的回答也绝对不会是，哦，我需要吗
？No, she was and still is one of the main priorities of my life.
是的，她曾经是。也一直会是我生命中一个很重要的一部分的。
How much more should our Lord and Savior be the main priority in each of our lives?
但是相对的有更多多 多么的更重要，这个我们的主，我们的救主在我们生命当中所扮演的这个角色呢。
Too many, even some who claim to be Christians, their priority is doing what they prefer rather than making time to worship the Lord together on Sunday.
对很多人，甚至对很多是基督自称是基督徒的人来讲，我们宁愿选择来做我们喜欢做的事情，而不愿意呢来在周日的时间呢花时间把这个时间来敬拜神。
And this isn't my notes, but this is why I'm very glad to see you all today.
这是我今天要讲的一个重点，而且很高兴在这里看到大家了。
So we need to prioritize our lives to put God first.
我们需要把我们生命的这个次序呢来放好，而且要把神放在我们的次序的第一位。
For we are called to love God more than anything else in this world.
因为我们是被呼召来爱神超过世上任何一件事情的。
And if anything in this world gets in our way from walking and serving God, it has become an idol.
如果这世上有任何一件事情在成为我来和神同行的阻碍的时候呢，那这件事情就变成了偶像了。
And even good things that are not sinful in themselves can become idols in our life if we're not careful.
如果我们一不小心呢，那很世上的这些好的事情呢，或者是那些不是罪恶的这个事情呢，也能成为我们的这个偶像的。
This verse, when it speaks about coming to the house of God, in it we are not expected to be served, but rather to be servants to God.To one another.
前面我们所读的这节经文里面讲到呢，我们来到神的殿中来敬拜他呢，不是要来享受别人来服务我们，而是我们到神的殿中来服务，来侍奉神和来服侍人的。
The American church especially has a problem with consumerism.
在美国呢，美国的教会呢，更存在着一个很重要的问题，就是有这个消费者至上的这个观念。
We are a nation of consumers, and we bring that mentality into the church if we're not careful.
我们是一个消费的这个国家呢，我们把同样的这个心态呢，也不知不觉当中带进了这个教会里头了。
And so people will pick a church based upon not how they can serve the church.And their families serve the church, but how they can be served.
那人们呢，来到这个人们选择一个教会呢，是根据这个教会能提供我什么，能够满足我什么，而不是想到说我们能提供给这个教会什么。
But the message of Jesus is rather.That we are to serve one another as He has served us.
但是在圣经里头，主耶稣这么教导我们，他宁愿我们，他要我们去服侍，去彼此来服侍，就因为他已经服侍了我们。
And that is a sacrificial love that is humble, willing to lower oneself for the good of others and for the glory of God.
这就是这种牺牲的爱呢，是谦卑。而且是愿意降卑自己，为了来荣耀神，也为了他人的好处来降卑自己。
Psalm 26:8, O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
在诗篇第26篇第八节这么说道：哦，耶和华，我喜爱你所住的殿和你所显荣耀的居所。
We need to ask ourselves, do I really love Jesus' church or do I just put up with her?
我必须要来问我们自己，我真的是喜爱神的这个教会呢，还是我只不过是屈身我自己将就这个教会而已。
Because the Bible is very clear that Jesus loves his church with a special love.
因为教圣经里头明显的说到主耶稣基督爱他的教会是有特别的爱这个他的教会。
And you will hear many people say, I love Jesus, but I have no use for his church.
你会听到很多人讲，我喜爱耶稣的这个教会，但是呢，我对这个教会却毫无贡献的。
But this is not an option that God has given, for to be a Christian is to be a part of his church.
这不是神没有给我们选择的这个余地，成为一个基督徒就注定是会成为教会中的一份子。
So my love for the church will reflect my love for God. My indifference for the church reflects my indifference for God.
我对教会的爱呢，会反映出，也就代表着我对耶稣基督的爱。那我对教会的冷漠呢，也同样代表着我对主耶稣基督的冷漠。
And so once the temple was built by Solomon, it was seen as a sacred place.Because it was the very dwelling place of God.
曾经呢，所罗门所建的圣殿呢，它是被看作一个是被称为是一个圣地，因为那是神居住的这个居所。
Well, there's no physical temple today because Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of that temple.
今天呢，不在这个世上不再有。这么一个这个真正的这个圣殿像耶稣的时代一样，因为呢主耶稣基督呢他已经我们终极的居所呢就是在主耶稣基督里面。
But the Bible does describe the church body as the temple of God.
在圣经里头呢的确有这样的一段描写，说我们教会呢是神的殿。
So now God dwells in each and every Christian, and God goes with us everywhere we go.
所以神呢，现在呢，神住在我们每一个基督徒里面呢，而且神呢，是跟着我们在什么地方，神就在什么地方。
But the individual Christian must remember that they are just one piece of that temple.
但是不，我们每一个基督徒不要忘了，我们只不过是这整个圣殿里头的这个一小部分。
It's only when the church comes together that we see the temple of God complete.
只有当我们教会的这个每一个这个整这个个体呢，来到敬拜神的殿中来敬拜神的时候，神的这个殿才完成。
So there's nothing sacred about this building.But there is something sacred about a church when it comes together as the body of Christ.
这个教会这栋建筑本身呢，并没有什么神圣的。它之所以神圣，是因为有一群圣洁的这个基督徒，我们聚集在一起来敬拜神，而使得这个建筑物这个地方是神圣的。
Two more quick verses, Psalm 65:4.Blessed is the one who you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple.
在诗篇第六十五篇第四节这么说道：你所拣选使他亲近你，住在你院中的这人变为有福。我们必因你居所，你圣殿的美福知足了。
God is the source of all blessing, both for the Christian and the non-Christian.
不管是你信主，还是你还未信主，神上帝呢，他都是所有祝福的源头。
But the believer knows a special blessing from God because they have become one of His own children.
那基督徒呢，因为成为神的这个儿子呢，而有了一种特别的祝福临到。
And the reason that we can dwell with God is because He first chose to dwell with us.
这理由呢，我们能和神一起同住呢，是因为他选择住在我们中间。
We were far away from God and we could not come to him.
如果我们远离了神，我们是没有办法来亲近他的。
But he loved us and came to us through the person of Jesus.
但是上帝是这么的爱我们，他愿意来到 他借着主耶稣基督呢，道成肉身来到我们中间。
Jesus is the only one that can bring us into fellowship with God the Father.
主耶稣基督呢，是唯一的一个人能够把我们重新来和神和好了。
Apart from Jesus, we are separated from God.
没有了耶稣基督呢，我们是和神分离的。
So, with this, it's important we remember that our ultimate satisfaction is found in Jesus, in God.
这是非常重要，我们要记得的。我们最终的这个满足呢，只有在神身上才发觉得到的。
All other things in life at some point will leave us disappointed.
所有其他的世上的这个我们生命当中所有其他的事情呢，在我们的生命的某一个点呢，都是会让我们来失望的。
And while it's okay to find satisfaction in the blessings of God as we give Him glory for them, if I am seeking my satisfaction apart from God and His goodness, then I deceive myself.
没有问题，我们可以在从神的祝福里面来发掘满足我们的这个事情，但因为神而把这个荣耀来归给神呢，但是如果说我们远离了神呢，我们仍然可以发觉，我们仍然可以有这样的满足和喜乐的时候呢，这就是我们是自己欺骗自己的。
I'm making Casey work very hard today. I'm sorry. last verse, Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
在诗篇第二十三篇第六节这么说到。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
David was resolved that whatever happened in his life came from the goodness and mercy of God.
大卫王呢，他坚信不管任何事情发生在他的身上呢，都是有神自己的，都是从神而来的美善和恩慈的。
And this was not just the pleasant things, but also the things that brought sorrow and tears.
这些事情并不是所有的都是快乐的事情，有时候呢，有些是有悲伤和眼泪的。
There are many things in your life that may not seem good or merciful, but if you are a child of God, then God through Jesus Christ has promised that these things will apply to you as well.
现在在你的生命当中呢，也许你是处于一个低潮，或者你是处在一个困境里头，但是你不要忘了，因为你是神的这个儿子，借着耶稣基督的神的这个应许呢，仍然会赐给你的。
Nothing can separate you from the destiny of glory that God has planned for you.
没有任何一件事情呢。可以使神的在你身上的这个计划呢，让你和神来分离的。
It will be through trials and tribulations and tears, but in its coming, these things will bring even more joy and rejoicing in the Lord.
也许你会经过试炼和这个磨难，但这些试炼和磨难的到来呢，只是会让你在日后呢更。感谢神更喜乐的。
So in life and in death, if I am in Christ Jesus, no matter what, where I am in the safe hands of the Lord.
是生是死，如果只要我是在耶稣基督里面呢，不管任何情况呢，我都知道我是在神的这个安全的这个手中。
And so while we are on this earth, we can and we should.Dwell with the Lord and His people regularly in worship.
这也是为什么当我们还在这个世上还有一口气的时候呢，我们应该要和神同居，也要在他的殿中和这个弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜他。
But also we should look forward like David to the day when we will dwell in unending fellowship with our great God.
同时呢，我们也应该期盼，就像大卫王一样期盼呢，有那么一天呢，我们会和我们伟大的这个神呢永远的在一起的。
Today you may come here with great pain and suffering in your soul and physical body.
也许今天呢你正面临了很大的肉身很大的痛苦，或者心灵有很大的这个哀伤的时候。
But there will come a time when all those who are in Christ Jesus will dwell with God in His eternal kingdom apart from all suffering and pain.
那你要记得了我们将来我们在主耶稣基督里面呢，我们都会与神同在，在他的永远的这个国度，而且呢，在那个国度里面再也不会有苦难和这个疼痛。
And it's only then that we will truly know true joy and rejoicing as we rejoice in the house of the Lord forever.
也只有到那个时候呢，我们才会真正的这个了解到神在神里面的那份的喜乐，而且在神的殿中那份永远的这个快乐。
Let's pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, how it brings great comfort to us. I pray that all of us who are children of God would know today a sense of rejoicing, a sense of thankfulness, a sense of joy that cannot be taken away no matter what goes on in our life, that we have that rock, that foundation that's found in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we have that you have given us that as a free gift through the person of Jesus. And we pray also for all those who are here today that do not know that joy, do not know the thankfulness of Christ Jesus, that they would know that today through coming in faith to the person of Jesus, through His death and resurrection, to have hope, to have life everlasting. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.